Final Four coming to town. What are some of the things that people should be aware of as the Final Four comes in town into town? And what are some of the things that people may not know that IMPD does to make this a successful event?
Well, I could tell you that while it may be just a week away by the time you all are hearing this, preparations have been underway deep into last year in 2025 to make this all possible. And the level of planning that goes into an event to this magnitude is really incredible and probably not something that comes front of mind for those that just get to come downtown and enjoy the event without really thinking about the many people and agencies and organizations that all have to come together and plan every detail of the event. So we're certainly really excited to host people from all over the country to celebrate the NCAA Final Four. We're going to have a lot of visitors, and hopefully we'll have a lot of local residents that might come downtown, because there's going to be no shortage of events and activities to take part in. We'll have the concert all weekend, multiple games that'll span from Hinkle Fieldhouse to Gainbridge Fieldhouse to the Final Four events at Lucas Oil Stadium. There's going to be activations throughout downtown. And what you're going to see is IMPD officers everywhere downtown. And that's going to come in the form of officers that are on foot. You're going to see us on bicycles. You're going to see us in patrol cars, maybe on all-terrain vehicles. And one of the most fun things that you'll see is our officers that'll be on horseback downtown. Our horses are always a hit with the crowds and officers that are on the horses, and the horses themselves are super friendly. So people are usually excited to see them downtown. And then some of the things that you may not see is that we're going to have officers that you maybe not, won't see that are in plain clothes or in undercover capacity to ensure that everything is going the way that it's supposed to go and that everybody stays safe.
Chief Tanya Terry of IMPD is joining us here on Voices of the West Side. And, you know, you talked about it. Not only do you have the Final Four, but you have the NIT, which is also in town, all the concerts and everything else that's going on. So if someone dials 911 and needs service, how do you make sure everyone gets covered?
Well, I'll tell you that we're going to have an abundance of officers downtown in the downtown concentrated area. That doesn't mean that our services throughout the city are going to suffer at all. We are going to be using, you know, efficiencies and using our resources widely across the city. But I'll also say that when somebody calls 911 for an emergency, we're going to be there and we're going to respond and be prepared for that. The other thing is there's always for, I would say, incidents that maybe are not an emergency, we have a multitude of ways that people can make a report or let us know about that. And so we have an online reporting system. We have phones that can be taken over the phone, reports that can be taken over the phone. And then we have our district roll call sites where we have public assistance officers that can take police reports in person at our district headquarters. And those are Monday through Friday. So there's a multitude of ways that we can still continue to ensure the community is served and has what they need. But certainly if somebody's going to pick up the phone and call 911 for an emergency, our officers are going to be ready and prepared to respond.